post-match interview.
Jason Doherty is down boundary side. He's waiting with one of the Victorious Cats. Who have you got down there, Jase?
I am. I'm with the 200 gamer, Lockie Henderson, who's joined us boundary side. Lock, congratulations on the achievement. And I would have thought that, we'll just go back a couple of years, you would have thought that maybe 200 was not in the thought process. But it's turned around pretty well.
Yeah, it has, mate. I definitely wasn't thinking about the 200 at all. I only started thinking about it. Me and Reggie Toohey had a chat maybe mid to start last year, and that's when it came on my radar, and I thought about it. And look, I'll be honest, it's nice to get there.
And tonight's game was not a classic. And can I just warn you before you go, Benny Cass is in rare form in the box too, so just be careful. But not a classic game, but just got the job done.
Just got the job done. I said to someone before the game, let's just get the win. I don't care how. I just want to win. So I'm happy. I don't care how it looked at the outside. I just wanted to win.
Hendo, thanks for joining us. Kingy in the K-Rock box with the aforementioned Benny Cass and Neil D. Gee, Carlton fans, for a while there, forgot that you used to play for them. But, gee, they remembered with a vengeance tonight in the first quarter whenever you touched the footy.
Yeah, they did, mate. I thought it was coming. I actually copped nothing from behind the goals until the last 5 minutes, which I couldn't believe. Maybe they'd had a few by then, but I copped it late.
Talk to us about what it's like for you. And we haven't spoken to you a lot since you came back to the club, but talk to us about that period where you know, I think you were overseas at the time and you get the phone call from the Cats saying, by the way, mate, we'd let you go, but can you come back? And can you sort of just talk to us about that, with your memories of that nearly, 2 years on?
Yeah, we were in full conversation the whole time. I know it was delisted and all that, and you can talk about Ryan Abbott going to St Kilda and all those things to open up a spot. I knew what was going on, and to be honest with you, they had a choice and they needed to make their choice, and I had to make a bit of a choice myself whether I wanted to come back. So it was a bit of both of us, and lucky enough it happened the way it did, and they found a spot for me and they re-rooked me, which is nice, and here I am.
Lockie, Neildy here. Congratulations, mate, on your 200 games. Just an outstanding achievement. And given what you went through, and we've heard before, high draft pick, you went to Brisbane, then the Blues, and you finally made your way back home to the Cats, mate. So well done.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Today's game, look, you said you didn't care what it looked from the outside, which is probably a good thing, but you've won a good game of footy. Just, mate, what does it feel like out there? When from us, it looked like, okay, Carlton knew when you guys started to open up the game that they were not capable of kicking and winning scores, so they put all these numbers up around the footy and it was just stoppage after stoppage and it was just a whole lot of mess. What's the communication like out there from your point of view? And it was, I suppose from our point of view, what we could also see was you plus the other five that were out there in the back line really good at manipulating the spare.
Yeah, we've always been pretty good at that as a backline group, and as a team, we're pretty organised. I just thought, look, they defended really well, to be honest, especially our forward of centre, their back half. They defended really well. I thought Wiedering was brilliant, and so we just didn't use the ball as good as we could have as well. So we just had to grind it out. It was one of those days, and we did, and we got the win.
No, look, you certainly did that. One player that sort of bobbed up, we don't know a lot about him. He clearly looks like he's got a whole lot of toe. He's Max Holmes. Can you just tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, mate, he's a brilliant runner, and he's actually a fierce competitor, which when he came in, he proved that straight away over the pre-season. And he missed a bit of pre-season, but because of his running capacity, it didn't matter. But look, he's just a getter, a go-getter, and he proved it tonight with a couple of things he did over the ball, which was brilliant.
Now, I suppose it's almost a rarity. You actually know who you're playing next, where it is, and when it is. Like, you've only got 5 days, you're off to Perth. What does it look like between now and getting there? Have you got the travel plans and everything under control?
Yeah, I think so, mate. I haven't given it too much thought at the moment. It's just last year, really, Neildy. It's what we're used to for most of last year.
True.
So, besides probably the travel, but the 5 day break is pretty normal to us, I think. But yeah, no, I haven't thought too much about it. I'll sit back tonight and have a bit of a think about it and work it out from there.
Lockie, are you still surfing at this time of year?
I haven't been out as much as I should have, but yes, I am. It's very, very cold.
How many inches on the wetsuit?
I've got a 4-3 on if I'm out there for sure, and I need gloves. I don't know what goes on with my hands, but they go dead very quickly.
So it's not part of your sort of regime to get down there once a week, just part of your footy regime to have a surf?
No, I'm getting a bit lazy in my old age, so I don't go once a week. I can definitely say that.
You're just looking at the team. There's been a lot of recruits come and go, and obviously you were one of those some years ago, particularly in the forward line and in the midfield, but the back half has stayed you know, really solid. You know, Bew, Stewart, Henry, Colajasny, Henderson, Atkins. You've played a lot of footy together, and you can throw, you know, Mark Blitzars in when he's playing down there. You know, for that back six, it's so important, I reckon, that you've got that communication and that cohesion over time.
Yeah, I think that year when Harry and I were both injured for most of the year was a brilliant one for the likes of Collar and Jack Henry and those sort of guys, and even Mark O'Connor, even though he's gone up. But those sort of guys playing together, a lot of footy together, and Blitzy was down there then, was just really good for them. And I've slowly made my way back into that back six, and the last couple of years has been really good. And Jack Henry and Collar was brilliant tonight, have just really come of age and are doing the job each week.
We heard your mate Reg Chewy in the post game refer to his mouth brow as Moroccan gold. is it more Caribbean, Moroccan? How would you describe it? It's a thick, bushy sort of a range. Looks like a rat peeping over a broom.
I have zero comment on that. That's just Reg Tui down to a T. I don't even know what to say to that.
He's been a remarkable teammate of yours, though, over a long period of time.
He has, mate. I think he gave me about 5 kicks tonight. He knows how to kick it to me. So, we've only missed 1 year together, I think, which has been nice. And, yeah, he's a great mate and a great teammate.
It sounds like, just in your voice, you're really enjoying your footy, which is, it's probably easy to do when you're winning. That certainly helps. But for you, you know, it's probably come as a surprise to you, as you mentioned before, but probably all that adds up and there's bits and pieces. It means you're just really enjoying being part of this group.
Yeah, I learned a lot through those years. I was injured and then being delisted and things like that. And I spoke about it during the week, and I'm just a lot more relaxed about it all and understand that it is not the be-all and end-all. It doesn't mean I don't try or get myself ready any less. It just means I just know that it is not the be-all and end-all, and I'm going a little bit more relaxed than I ever have been.
2022, what does it look like? Lock, when do those conversations start? And is that in your hands? Is the club going to have the final say? How does it all unfold from here?
Mate, it's been the same for 2 years now for obvious reasons. I'm more than happy to have that conversation in October, November. I'm in no rush. I'm in one of those positions. I don't need to rush, and we'll have those conversations down the track. And like, I know it's the old adage of when they start, but it is, mate, for me. I'm a bit older, and things that have happened, I'll just see what happens at the end of the year.
So it'll be sort of a 3 or 4 year deal then, Lockie.
Yeah, I'm looking for about 5, mate.
Back end at 2, so yeah. You sort of get all that Bugs Bunny right at the end there when exactly. you're about to piss off.
Exactly, mate.
Lock, well done. Congratulations. We thought you were going to get stranded on 171, but you're here at 200. Well done, and hopefully there's a lot more to come, and we'll see you in the coming years holding up in the Geelong defence. Well done.
Cheers. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it. Lockie Henderson joining us here from down at the top of the race. Really appreciate Lockie's time and having a chat with us post-game 200. Post-match interview.